Hi guys, welcome back to my third podcast. My name is Ryan Blake. For those of you that know, I'm gonna tell you guys a little about myself. I'm currently in high school. I go to Seminole Ridge Community High School. I'm 18 years old. And the last two podcasts, the first podcast we talk about why I don't like fast food, and the second podcast we talk about why I hate sleeping too long. In this podcast today, I'm going to tell you guys, talk about procrastinating. First thing, what is procrastination? Procrastination, according to definitions, the action delaying or postponing something. I'm going to tell you guys a little story so you guys understand. Starting school young, I had struggles with grade issues and learning because I never knew why, but as I got older, it was a procrastination, but I used to have bad grades like crazy. I actually had to repeat a grade, first grade, because of work and everything. And the feeling of procrastination is kind of like depression, like you're scared to, like, you know, even try to do your work. So you put it off so long, or you get distracted from everything else and forget. So what helped me was I talked to my teachers, and they kind of helped me how to learn how to plan out things like, what day should I do my works when I get it, how to break it up in times and stuff like that. According to FastCompany.com by Eric Jeffrey, procrastination can ruin your work day and mostly hurt you mentally and physically, according to Eric Jeffrey. Procrastination has been linked with headaches, digestive trouble, and cold or the flu. A new study add something for worse to mix heart disease. But that right there, when I used to have times that I can like never turn my work in on time and always be late, I felt stress, a lot of stress, and I didn't know how to deal with it. But now I learned how to, you know, plan right with my schoolwork and everything like that. Do it a couple days before it's due. That kind of helped me out. As I was saying, it was hard to, like, learn, but as I got older, it starts to come easy. Now I know how to, you know, manage time, and that's big. Manage time is big. Especially if you want to go to college or even in the real world. If you manage time, everything can be done. And you'll be okay to be successful. The thing that helped me out with time management was I set a date in my calendar or a time, like an alarm clock or things like that, to kind of help you, you know, never forget, like, what you need to be done. So you can talk. If you have any of these troubles, you got to talk to somebody. Don't be so afraid to, you know, talk about your problem. Because I was, like, once that kid that didn't want to ask nobody for help. And, like, you know, I suffered the consequences of repeating the first grade because, you know, I could never get my work done. Or if I didn't understand, so I don't want to ask. So don't be one of those guys, you know. I mean, people are here to help you, just trust them. So now, as I'm saying, I started doing better when I start to, like, stop procrastinating was, that's the beginning of fifth grade. That's how I knew my grade started changing for the better, because kind of learned how to, you know, do my work and know how to, like, not wait until the day of to make it through. And that came from, like, practicing projects and stuff like that. project, math or anything like that, I would do it like a couple of days before. So if I like have the fix, I can go ask the teacher, and then I still can go back the next day and fix it to make sure it's right. And that what really started helping me. And as from fifth to now, which is I'm better now, so I get a math homework the day of and get it done the day of, because now it's like a clock in my head that's like, all right, well, I don't want to go back to that place. So, you know, I learned, all right, time limit. Time is key. And that's how, you know, I kind of don't want to go back to procrastination. It says, according to that hack, or life hack, the old by Krishna, or seven, procrastination will kick time, will kill time that you can never get back. Procrastination is limited to mental health problems. It leads to stress and depression. It harms you because now you're stressed trying to figure out things. How can you get things done over the time which will stress you and harm you? Like I said, time management is key, because if you manage your time, less stress on you. And like I was saying, stress is bad for you, because stress, you can get sick from stressing. So that's what this basically is telling you, that stress and depression is bad. It can harm you from procrastination. And one thing that really helped me out was, you know, if you have like a role model or idol, you know, you look up to them, you listen to them, and that can kind of help you too. But I would say that procrastination is like, to my definition, is like, you know, it's not really what they say. Like, it's like sometimes you forget or you're scared to like try. So you put it off to like you fear. So you put it off to a later time. Because sometimes, like, some people, they don't think they can do it. So it's really a mental thing. But once you get your mind right, you start thinking and planning, it'll be better in the long run. But the calendar and time long, that really helped me, like, start waking up early and stuff like that. I got a clock in my head now. Like, I like to now. It's like a mental rep now. Like, that's how I like my life now. It's like I just love doing things before it's done, the due date, and I feel like it helped me, because now I'm just getting better grades, and you know, I'm graduating with a high GPA, top 30% of my class. And the thing, that's where I live my life by now. I'm not procrastinating, because, I mean, the thing I can tell you that really can help you with procrastination is take care of the things that's important. Take care of the things that is important to you, and then worry about the things that's not as important, like what you need to get done to help you. And that relieves a whole bunch of stress and trouble, because, say, for example, you have a party to go to in the weekend, right? But you have a paper that's due in 3 days. Take care of the paper first, because, you know, that's important, because obviously it's the research. You got to learn how to research and everything like that. And you got a 3 days, it's a grade, where typically grades are money. If you go to college, a bad grade can, you know, hurt your money. So take care of those. And then you worry about the party later, because the grade is more beneficial than the party. So I learned about that too. So, like, that's why I'm not scared to go to college, because I know how to manage time. Like, I know I got a research paper that's due at 12. I'm going to get it done. And, you know, just like worry about the most important stuff now, because when it's all said and done, you get rich or you make money, then you can have a little fun. But right now, take care of what's in front of you. That's how I live my life, bro. I just, you know, I'd rather work hard for 4 years and have fun later, you know what I'm saying? I work hard for most of my life, and when I retire, have fun. And I think that's really helped me throughout a lot. How to avoid procrastination by Becky. I kind of say this, it says, I typically make a calendar with a to-do list to help stop procrastination. People, for the most part, don't want to or do not plan to procrastinate. But they find themselves caught up in the bad habit. That's all I was saying. But procrastination is, you can't plan it. You know, there's some days that you're tired, you're out of it. So, some days you're tired, you're out of it, and you don't want nothing to do with it. So, I mean, it's kind of a mind thing. I mean, it's, some people can't control it, you know. So, really, it's just, if you can't control it, ask for help. And that's what helped me. Because I used to hate, just, I always think about the less important things when I was young, the more important things. And that kind of helped hurt me. You know, I had to repeat the same grade over and over again. And now I know, like, I feel like as you get older, it starts coming better to you because you're older now, so you know what's the problem or not. But as a young kid, actually, you had to teach them step by step just so they wanted to go through, you know, stuff like this. It's not at your point, it's a mind thing. If it tells your brain that hold it off to, you know, the last day, yeah, you know, that's the problem. But me, well, I don't like it because now I love doing stuff before it's done, because I now have to worry about it. I have more free time or more time to start the next work or the next thing, important thing, and now I'm ahead of the game. I don't like to be behind the game, because now you're behind, now you gotta catch up. And that's the one thing I don't wanna live my life by. I don't wanna live behind. I wanna be at least two steps ahead, because like I said before, I wanna be great. But yeah, stress is hard thing to overcome. Well, one thing I can tell you about stress, you can to help prevent it, just breathe, man. Sometimes if you can't really do the work, you know, stand up, go outside for 30, 40 minutes, walk around, and, you know, it'll help your brain open up. You see things way better than you just know stressing. Because stress, it kind of closes you from the bigger picture. So, that's what I used to do. Now I learn, like, if I can do it, you know, take a break, 10, 15 minute break to get your, you know what I'm saying, get yourself back together before you do it again. And, like, that helped me way more instead of just, I'm so scared that I won't attempt it, you know, attempt this. And now the due date comes, you know what I'm saying, it's not done. And now I'm running out of excuses to tell the teacher, stuff like that. So, really, you just gotta trust yourself. That's what I feel like. You trust yourself, but you can't really just tell yourself, so you have to know that you trust yourself. So you have to put yourself sometimes through those tests, those drills, to see what are you made of. You know what I'm saying? And then you'll know. And a lot of things I used to be scared of while I procrastinated a lot was failing. Because I thought, you know, when you fail, you know, you suck like you. But now I know, like, I'd rather fail than not give a try. Now Michael Jordan used to say that he'll take 100 shots and then not take one shot at all. Because, now, you win or you learn. So, you win or you learn. So, that's better. I'd rather fail and learn from my mistakes to get better than not take a try at it at all. So, that's kind of why, you know, procrastinating a lot, because I never trust myself as I trust myself now. And I think it just comes with growing. The growth, that's, I think that's where it comes from, growing. Now, I would tell kids to, you know, take every shot you can. Don't be afraid to fail, because you learn. And once you learn, it's only get smarter from there. So, and don't stress over little things, because it's bigger in life than just winning all the time. But I feel like when you lose and you learn, you still win. So, procrastination, it's not the way to go. Learn how to just plan, manage time. So, you can manage time from now, from a little kid, because you're going to need it throughout your whole life, even at work and family life and stuff like that, because you're going to be working constantly, and you just got to know how to make sure you put the important things first, and then worry about the, you know, less important things later. So, that kind of helped me out through it all. And now, I can say, yeah, it feels great now, because I don't stress how I used to about things. Because now I know that, all right, I'm okay. Well, I did this day. And now I don't have too much work to worry about now, because I did this work, now I can do this work. And now it's not like a big old jumbo thing. Now I'm stressing it, oh, I get this done, I'm not doing it right. I'm just trying to get it done. And then half the time we do that, you don't learn nothing, because now you're just doing it just to do it and not really trying to process it. So I'm glad I broke that out. Yeah, man, it took me almost, 9 years to just, you know, break it. So don't be afraid, man. Don't fear. You know what I'm saying? Don't fear. Don't stress, because, you know, it's more than life than just, you know, always take every shot. I'll say, take chances, because at the end of the day, the chances you don't take, then you never know what the outcome could be. So that's the one I'll tell you right now. Just take chances. Get rid of distractions. I mean, like, anything that's not making you happy or that's distracting you, that's not important, you know, get that away from you. And focus way, way more on the things, like, that's important, you know what I'm saying? Create a timeline, you know? You create a timeline, plan out your days, your months, plan everything that you want to do that can help you. Take a break when you're stressed. Take a break when you're stressed. That's what I was telling you. That's more important, because stress is like evil to the mind. So when you're stressed, take a break. Go out and breathe, think, you know, play basketball or something. Do something. Get your mind off that topic. And then once it'll come back to you, you'll be way better than just stressing over things. Because stress kills you. Stress is you. So, that's what helped me. When I get stressed, I used to turn my head to the football field. You know, I used to go play football and just train and run and work out. That kind of helped me a lot through stress and procrastination, because I know that's important to me. So I know if I couldn't get the grades, I can't play. And I, you know what I'm saying? So I turned my head to that when I used to get stressed working out. And, you know, it kind of made me smarter, better. I can think more. And then that's what really, you know, saved me. I started getting the better grades. I started having a better attitude. And I started, you know, believing in myself, taking more chances. So, yeah, I'll say before I close this out, take chances and, you know, believe in yourself. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Next week, we'll have my next podcast for. I'll catch you guys later.